Marginal costing is used to help with short-term decision-making and cannot be used for the purpose of financial accounting. Let's assume that a company wants to understand whether it can afford to sell 2,000 units of a product each month to a particular client at a discount of 10%. To make the right decision, the company should calculate the product cost under marginal costing. Under marginal costing, a company calculates marginal cost, which is the cost of producing one extra unit of output. It is the sum of all variable costs of producing a unit of output. It consists of direct labor, direct materials, and variable production overheads. If you don't remember, overheads are indirect costs. Marginal cost doesn't include fixed production overheads such as rent of a factory and insurance of machinery equipment. These overheads are treated as period costs. Knowing the marginal cost of a unit of output enables the business to find the contribution provided by each unit. When we use the term contribution, it should refer to the sales revenue after the marginal product cost has been paid. Part of the contribution is used to cover the period costs. Once these are covered, the remainder of the contribution is profit. To see how the marginal costing system works, we are going to look at the following illustration. A company makes 100 tables. Each table requires 7 kilograms of wood at a price of $4 per kilogram. In the production of one table are invested 5 hours of labor at a price of $5 per hour. The variable production overheads are at a price of $5 per unit. The selling price for each table is $150 and the company sells all produced tables. They incur also fixed selling costs of $500 per week and fixed production overheads of $200 per week. Using this information, the company should find the total contribution and the total profit per week. Marginal cost includes all variable production costs, direct materials, direct labor, and variable production overheads. The company gets the material cost per table by multiplying 7 kilograms by $4 per kilogram. This makes $21. Then they calculate the direct labor per table as they multiply 5 hours by $5 per hour. The result is $25. Variable production overheads are equal to $5. Now the company sums up the three variable costs per unit and finds that the marginal cost of one table is $51. To calculate the contribution per unit, they need to deduct the marginal cost from the selling price. They get a result of $99. The second important point is to prepare a marginal costing profit statement. The first thing that this statement shows is the sales revenue. They get it as they multiply the number of units sold by the selling price of one table. And they calculate that the sales revenue is $15,000. After that, they need to calculate the total marginal cost of all produced and sold units. This happens as they multiply the marginal cost per unit by the number of units sold. We already have the marginal cost per unit $51. And they know that the number of units sold is 100. Consequently, the marginal cost is $5,100. The third step is to calculate the contribution of 100 tables sold. For this purpose, the company deducts the total margin cost from the sales revenue and finds that the contribution of 100 tables sold is $9,900. $700 from the total contribution should cover the fixed costs. That's why the company subtracts the amount of the fixed costs from the amount of contribution and calculates that the margin accounting profit is $9,200 per week.